like a 14-year-old, but my boobs are huge!
あらあら、まあまあ。
はい、お兄ちゃん、メッセージ。
最後の月牙天章だ。
領域展開。
I want my money back.
Oh, calm it the fuck down. You paid to be here, so enjoy the show, you fucking sluts. God, tough fucking crowd. All I did was walk out here. Jesus. Yeah. And all that good jazz. Now, what I want to tell you is, hold on to your seats, look to the left, and beat your partner's meat. The Dice Boys are here to introduce you to the first annual Weeby Awards, where we discuss who's the most freakiest, the most wholesome, and just who's the most desired in general, baby. Get ready. Are you ready? I'm ready. Dice Boys starts now. Fuck that shit. Wait, sir, I'm gonna need you to not beat your meat for real. I was helping out
my partner.
I understand.
I got no napkins.
Wipe it on the back of the seat. This place is rented, not owned. They'll clean it up. I feel like, you know what? Are you close? If you're close, you might as well just finish, and we'll give you a round of applause.
And when am I?
All right, now that Cum Stain Steve is finally done and he got his little plotty plaws, we can start the show. So, my name is Majin Panda. This is our first ever Weeby Awards for 2022.
Where my napkins?
I told you. Oh my God, I'm going to. Anyway, this is our first ever Weeby Awards, like I was saying, and we have a great show for you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Cum Stain Steve, we heard enough out of you. So, we have three categories in this show tonight. We have most wholesome, most freaky, and most badass. And by the end of the night, we will find out who's the most desired anime character of them all. So, another thing to tell you, we're not using the word nominee. We're using the word weebony because we are nerds and we are going to say that. So, are you ready for the first category? Let's break into that wholesome shit. Ready? Check it out. Here's our girl, Paris.
So, my favorite crush, I would say, would be Rono Azura, only because everybody else, I feel like they're awesome, they're great, but, like, I would look at them like, okay, that's my homeboy, like, that's my boy, that's my dude, but Zoro just has a different type of, like, essence that when you see him, just the three swords alone let you know, don't try it. Don't play it. Don't even step to him. He's a force to be reckoned with. I feel like out of all of the other...
It just went dark in here.
You forgot to pay your bill?
Shut the fuck up, Steve. We are having some technical difficulties.
Damn, Skippy.
Luckily, I have somebody who can fix this.
Who, you bastard?
Steve. Hush. Ladies and gentlemen, Ash Ketchum and Pikachu.
Pikachu! Use Thunderbolt!
Now the power's back on.
It's about damn time, damn it. I was getting kind of scared in this bitch.
Steve.
Fuck you, you host.
Shut the fuck up, you... Oh. Oh, you got one coming. Don't make me call security on your ass. Anyway.
I jerked them off, too.
We may need to talk after the show, Steve. Anyway, let's give a big round of applause to Ash Ketchum. Not only did he save the show with power and his cute little Pika pal, he has also finally become a Pokemon champion. Let's thank Ash for his 25 years of service, giving us the fun, the joy, the fights, him dying multiple times, and Pikachu never evolving and staying cute for us this whole time. But congratulations to you. Shut the fuck up, Steve. Congratulations, Ash, on everything you do. We can't wait to see what's next with Pokemon. Steve, shut the fuck up. Everybody clap it up for Ash and Pikachu. And now let's get back to Paris's most lovely submission. Steve?
Yeah?
Is there anything you want to say before we start? Because you run your mouth a lot.
I just want to finish.
The show?
Yes.
Okay. And now back to Paris.
Animes I've watched, he's definitely made a name for himself to be one of the greatest swordmen in the world. Now, I can't say that, you know what I'm saying, when I see him, I'm going to be freak nasty on top of him and all that. I would most likely want to actually learn some of his sword art and understand how he comes up with some of his concepts and how he works. But it's so crazy. Like, I feel like if I had a day with him, it would definitely be that. And then... you know, at the end of the day, I might do a little, you know what I'm saying, a little kissing, a little hugging. But I could definitely tell Zoro's not, like, the lovey-dovey type. Like, that'd be my only thing. But I'm okay with that because I kind of like mean boys. And he's very mean. So, I'm all for it. I feel like that's going to be my anime crush. Due to the fact that, yeah, everybody else, they are amazing. But he just stands out. He definitely stands out. So if it was my choice, I'm going to pick Zoro. He can walk in the room and don't say two words. That's amazing to me. You don't have to say anything and everybody can feel your presence. So that's who I pick.
Paris. That was so nice and so sweet. And I love the aspect of how, like, you want to be his protege in a way. Like, you want to learn these sword
arts. You might be my protege, too.
You want to learn these sword art styles. And, you know, just be taken under his
wing. I'm about to learn a lot from him.
Steve, shut up. Paris, I'm so sorry that we have this interrupting come staying here. But, yes, yours was very, very wholesome. I really love the whole, like... everything. Then you want to be a little bad boy. He's a little bad boy. You know, that's Zord Daddy and whatever, but...
yeah, you probably be Zord Daddy in my ass.
Oh, Steve. Are you okay? Are you okay? Because you keep talking.
Can you continue with the show, sir?
If you will
You whack ass host. Bring y'all 40.
That's why you got dry cum on your hand. Shut the fuck up. Anyway, Paris, thank you for your wonderful weebinia, Zoro. We got some more, so let's get into it. Up next, we have Raven!
Okay, Itachi, because he does anything just for his brother. Ichigo because all of his, like, transformation from Hollows. Sebastian, he can just step on me whenever he wants to. Natsu, just because, like, I don't even know why. I just love him. Everyone from Yona of the Dawn, because they're, like, super loyal and super hot. EC from High School of the DxD, because he gets all the bitches. Rimuru from A Time That I Got Reincarnated to Slime, because he can transform into literally anything and still get all the bitches. Majin Buu and Beerus, because Majin Buu will kill you if you try to take his food, which is basically me. And then Beerus, because he wants to fuck shit up just to fuck shit up, which is basically me too. Killua from Hunter x Hunter, because my guy is... Killua from Hunter x Hunter, because my guy is just all around badass. Like, assassin, super good looking, like, cares about his friend. And then Kenichi, because... he goes from, like, an innocent boy to straight ghoul badass, or half-ghoul badass. Still badass, nonetheless.
If you can gaze into the future... Raven, girl, you had some nice...
You got a sexy-ass voice.
Steve, please. If you get napkins, will you shut up?
Damn, Skippy, I've been waiting for my damn
napkins. Okay, we'll find you some napkins. Just be quiet, baby.
I'm wiping on this girl's head.
Come on, Special Ed, quit it. God. Okay. Raven, you had some really nice picks. If I have to say one personally for me, Ichigo for the win. But Majin Buu and Beerus, girl, let me find out, okay? But that was some really nice weaving these. Steve, anything else you want to say?
So damn sticky here.
Oh my god. Why? Where is my bro host at? Somehow I can't control this motherfucker. Next up, we have C, the Superior.
Thank you guys for inviting me to give my two cents on anime crushes, because I have had several during my lifetime. Several, but I'll just give you my top two. Or my most recent and long-lasting. Long-lasting is without a doubt Inuyasha. I have loved Inuyasha since I was a child. I have been in love with Inuyasha for several years of my adult and childhood existence. there's just something about him. There's something about him. I just... have had a long-standing appreciation and crush on the character of Inuyasha. Secondly, this is probably the more recent one, right? And it's, I don't know, I haven't seen too many people with crushes on this character. I feel as if I'm one of the few. But Dabi from My Hero Academia, there is something about that rotted skin and moody personality that does it for me. And the tragic backstory, it just all pulls together to create like one irresistible character. So that is my second most recent anime crush. Yeah, thanks for inviting me to give my two cents, guys. And like and subscribe.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was C the Superior, a very good friend of mine. And, you know, I like most of her answers, because, one, Dobby's a hottie. Two, Inuyasha. Yes. And three, I'm really stuck on Dobby and Inuyasha. But, C, that was so wholesome. I'm happy you was on the show. And make sure you go, like, and subscribe. Be part of the Superior Society. Only on YouTube at C, the Superior. Up next, we have... Shelly.
If I had to pick my anime crush, there are a bunch of choices, but I definitely think Sesshomaru from Inuyasha is always going to be my top anime daddy, because I like men who appear to be emotionally unavailable but are actually slightly emotionally available and have like a secret heart of gold but will rip your eyes out.
You know what? Sheldon, I can resonate with that one, because Shishomaru, he is a sexy motherfucker, for real. I'm sorry, I lost all hopes on this, but, like, between him and Inuyasha, it's like, ooh. But he got the little crescent moon on his head. Like, I got the little crescent moons on my... Well, never mind. But I would love to see him rip somebody's eyes out with his dick. I'm so sorry, I lost the wholesome shell. Thank you for your weeping knee of this sexy, powerful man. Oh, these is getting so good. I don't know where 40 yet, but he be seeing all of it. Up next, man, let's play the next wee-wee. Christian Seema.
Yo, my bad, I didn't hit y'all back sooner. I definitely fell asleep last night doing laundry. But I'm honored to be on the podcast episode. You know, you got plenty of waifus in the anime kingdom, but if I was to pick one, it would definitely be One Piece's Nico Robin. You know, she's funny, intellectual, and she's just bad in her own category. You know what I mean? Okay. Just something about her.
Christian, thank you, bro. Man, you know what I'd like to say first and foremost?
I love some Nico Robin. That's my boo right there. She can find me in anywhere in the One Piece, Mike.
Steve, you want to get through the show? Shut up. Please.
Okay.
Are you sure?
Yes, sir.
Christian. One, I
Shut
love...
the fuck up, you fat bastard.
Christian, I love exactly how... You know, you got to keep them clothes fresh, boo. And you took a nap, so you got to be rested. But Nico Robin, she is a little baddie. Like, all those things you said she is, she definitely is. And she look cute in the skirt. I mean, y'all know you saw in that One Piece Red movie. Man. Such a dream doll. I can't even. But yeah, that's your wife. I can see you with her. But make sure y'all get at this wonderful cosplayer here with the waifus, Nico Robin. Let's jump into our next one. Steve, don't start. Next up we have... Kimbo!
My favorite anime character is Bakugo because he's cute and he's very aggressive, but at the same time he cares. He just has a weird way of showing that he cares, and I find that very cool about him. And also because you get to see him grow as a character, which is amazing.
Kimbo, that little giggle when you said his name, I can tell that's your boo-boo. That's your baby. But you know what?
Yo, Panda.
Where the fuck did you come from? I'm Yo. Glad you here.
Hey, I'm sorry I'm late, bro. I'm so sorry. Backstage been kind of hectic, you know, with everything going on. So, yeah. Sorry about that.
Well, as long as you're sorry.
It's about damn 40. We missed you.
Yeah, that's Steve.
Hey, what's up, Steve?
No, he's been... Anyway, hold on. Kimbo, back to you. Like I said, I love your little giggle when you said his name. It was so cute. It's like, that's your baby right there. And you know what? You're right. He did grow.
Wait.
What?
That's Kimbo.
You just play?
Oh, Kimbo, yo. I'm sorry I caught it at the last minute. But I was kind of busy. But your answer, loved it. Bakugo, he's a doll. Yeah, alright. So, about backstage.
I was talking.
It's important. Oh. About backstage.
Yes, 40. Late ass bitch.
Well, okay. You gotta check your dressing room because it's a mess. And.
Who was in my shit?
Look, it been crazy back there. So
and who's been being crazy in my shit?
You gotta go check. I'm trying to tell you. That's why I came out here. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. Okay, you have fun with Steve. I gotta go check my shit. Who's touching my shit?
Sorry, guys. I'm so sorry. Things been crazy in the back. But, stop clapping. All right, get out. Yes, sir. All right. Our next VBD for the wholesome is my boy Panda's friend, Larry.
My two anime crushes are Ryoko from Tenchi Muyo and Asia Clan from Outlaw Star. like legit, these two chicks, one being a bounty hunter, the other being a space pirate, both strong, both sexy, one being a cat chick, one not being a cat chick, but more like a demon lady. Like, what's not to like the sex with either one would be great, of course. Together, it'd be mind blowing, but that's not even the important part. The important part is when you go out, like going out with them, going to a club, going anywhere, you would just look like a boss. Like, you got these two bad chicks on your side, number one, but both of them are strong as hell in their own right and would definitely, like, smack the shot at anybody that come up to you. Like, that's some Mafia Don type shit, in my opinion. You know, it's that guy in anime that has, like, the harem of chicks, all of them are strong, and he just, you know, he's just a boss. That's the kind of shit I would want. That's the kind of shit I like.
Wow, man. Panda, your friend had a great-ass answer. I'm be honest with you. I don't know none of the characters, but I do know, like, the enemies that he's talking about. Great answer, my boy, Larry. Panda, by the way, are you done in the back room?
No. Everything is fucked up. It's like somebody was searching for something.
Who's me?
Steve.
Hi.
How did you get back here? It was just in the audience.
I was looking for the bathroom. That boy Steve, that boy funny.
I told you, Steve, we don't have fucking napkins.
But I need to use bathroom.
Now you gotta fucking, what you gotta, pee or shit?
I gotta take a piss. Well, that sound like you and him got something to work out over there. Like, the show been going good. The ratings are up. And by the way, it must be this guy, Steve.
Steve.
Yeah?
Do you want to announce? Because you got a lot to say. It talks so damn much.
Can't read.
Oh, Lord. Fuck you. Special motherfucker. Okay. Have you been following the show?
Yeah, sir.
Okay. If I tell you who's next, will you announce that to the best of your ability?
I would try, motherfucker.
Okay. Do you have to pee still?
Gotta take a dump now.
Oh, God.
Damn. I won't wash my hands.
Damn.
How you met this guy?
He was in the audience 40.
So what been going on since I've been going, helping on the back? Y'all okay?
No.
It sounded like a level, love quarrel. It's like
you can't be mad at Steve, but Steve, you gotta shut the fuck up. He jerked off somebody.
Wait.
I made a joke and I wasn't serious and he jerked him off and now he needs napkins and then he just wouldn't shut up after that.
Oh, so you've been trying to get rid of him for the longest.
It's not even rid of him. He can stay.
Boy,
he
I love you, 40. What? What's going on, bro?
Who's next?
The next Vibonese up is Natasha. God damn it.
Fun question. Good luck to you and your friend on your podcast. If I had to choose an anime crush, it would be Mikasa from Attack on Titan because Shorty's really a bad bitch and a loyal bitch, and I fuck with that. And then if I was doing DC comic, Wonder Woman, that's my crush. You know, because she's like whatever it is, Amazonian, like fucking power horse, like strong as fuck, literally and like eternal. And then Marvel, I think Marvel would be, MJ, like Spider-Man's MJ, like Zendaya's version of MJ. Yeah.
Zendaya's my boo. I love her. Her skinny ass like a damn paw. I ride her like a broomstick.
Steve.
Yeah.
Steve. Are you having fun?
Damn right, I'm the new host.
No.
I'm part of the Dice Boys.
No, you're no.
This is the Weeby Awards.
This is the Weeby Awards, Steve. But you're not a Dice Boy.
I'm a Dice Boy.
No. Please have a seat.
Roll my dice, bitch.
Please have a seat in the audience. I'm begging you.
Fuck no, bitch. 40, what about you?
If you don't sit your fucking...
Whoa, calm down, Panda. He's having fun.
Yo, Steve. Being a dick. Nugget.
Steve, can you please sit down? Anything for you, 40?
What the fuck this for?
Go ahead.
You special piece of shit.
Why you got beef with Steve? He's a nice guy.
You don't know what he was doing this whole time.
Fuck you, Panda. Look, man. You sound like a nice guy to me.
He's just fuck. Look. You dick riding Steve?
How am I dick riding Steve?
You don't even know what he's been doing.
Oh, nigga, he's been dick riding me. It's you, Panda. Damn.
You the one that jerked your partner. Your next
door. The reason was you, bitch. Damn, see? I'm not going to say nothing.
That's why you still got cum stains on your hands.
You want my cum on your hands? Look, you ain't going to do nothing. See, I think I need to like work that out.
I think I want to fuck him up.
Why? Bro, he's part... you can't beat up the audience, bro.
Why not? I'm going to be the first or the last person that got a fight with the audience.
Look, you can't do that. You're going to get kicked off.
Off of what? We rented this whole place.
I think, but we need them, bro. Think. Use your brain for once, Panda.
What do we need to see?
Yes.
He jacked off in the audience.
But who said the lines?
He jacked off somebody. I didn't think anybody was going to take it literally.
Anyway, next up for the Weeby Awards is...
Bad Boy Jack, the leader of the Jack Pack community.
Crushes on individuals. I never thought about this. Villain-wise, I might... Because I'm not sure what her character, because they switch it up a lot of times, like, you know, with their orientation and stuff like that. But villain, I'm going to say on top of my head, Poison Ivy, because there's something different about her. So, she's into plants, she's green, she looks like there's a real freaky side that she might let loose. So I think there's that, there's a freakiness to her, I believe. I'm pretty sure there's other characters, but I'm just saying on top of my head.
Jack Pack community, you heard him. He said Poison Ivy. How do y'all feel about that, Panda?
Well, if I had to say something about that, he nasty.
Why you say that?
Because look at her. She can do everything with plants. She can tie him down, stick one in his fucking beard, fluff it up a little bit. She can simultaneously jerk him off while she riding the meat.
It says on the screen that you said jerked off so many times.
No.
Twice. Yes, you did, damn it. Yes, you did.
Steve, shut up. Twice.
No, it was more than that.
You can't read, so how can you count? Shut up.
I know, come. But not
seeing. Huh? Jack. I just want to say... You're going to get down with that poison.
Ivy?
Yeah.
I agree. I mean, I like her.
I like her too.
I like that they are making her more of a...
So probably copy a Pokemon move and vine whip you in your tush.
Anyway, next person up is Kay.
The biggest crush on Inuyasha when I was young. I loved Inuyasha so much. I don't know why he was so fine to me. He was so cute. And I was just like, oh my gosh, if I can just be in there, that'd be amazing. He would love me.
K.
I ain't gonna lie.
Girl.
Every letter begins with K.
Shit. Special K.
Oh yeah, that shit.
But anyway, K, I'm gonna say this. I love your answer. It was straight. It was to the point. You felt how much you loved him. And girl, that giggle, that ain't come from your soul. That came from your coach.
I just want to know. I know you had a wallpaper of him. So, I love it. Steve, what about you? He's a sexy bastard.
Steve, you gay?
No, I'm straight.
You jerked off somebody.
That was a man.
Yeah.
My hand's sticky.
You gay?
No.
Would you jerk off any of Yasha?
I don't want to answer that.
That sounds like a kid. Anyway. Steve.
Yeah, bastard.
Never mind. 40.
Yeah.
Control, Steve. Okay. But yeah. You got a bad for you, Yasha. That's all I can say. I can't hear your voice.
Yeah, you do. You do. I got to give it to her. But you know what time it is.
It's time for us to pick a winner.
Yes.
So, let us deliberate.
Mm-hmm.
Steve.
Yes, bastard.
Get my name right, please.
Bastard.
I'm just trying to give you a chance to shine. But, since you want to call me a bastard, you know what? While we deliberate, Steve, why don't you amaze the crowd?
I'm going to show you what I can do to my... Can we all clap it up for Jay 40 for doing a hell of a job? Yeah, that's the man. That's the man right there. My name is Steve, and people don't know who I am. I'm the guy that was jerking off the guy over there. Yeah, it's Sticky. And, we gotta say, Panda haven't been pulling his weight. It all been Jay 40 on this show, and yeah. I'm Steve.
Steve! Huh? Quiet. I was here first. 40, you know
what? They booed your ass, motherfucker, when they started the show.
We were deliberate. You know what, Steve?
You ain't shit, bitch. You ain't shit about 40.
Okay, Sticky Fingers.
Listen here, can we get a drum roll, please? And the winner is Paris. Paris, you had one of the most wholesome response that we ever had, honestly. Mm-hmm. And we can't say nothing about it. Like,
you want to learn his sword, or you want to be under him, not even in a freaky sexual way.
Exactly. So we can't say nothing about it. So clap it up for her, and great
you
job.
You are our first Weeby winner. And you know who else is winning a Weeby? That's right, Zoro. You getting a Weeby.
You get a brand new sword.
Yep, it's going to be shaped like a Weeby.
Okay. Next category is Panda, take it away.
No. Freaky.
Ooh, the most freaky. Ooh. Ah, man, what we heard in the back, Panda, you want to start laughing about it.
You heard these already?
Bro, it's going to be funny.
Oh, Lord. Steve, are you ready since you made yourself part of this now?
I'm going home.
Fine, good riddance to you.
All right, bitch.
At least you got napkins at your house.
At least I got a bed at my house.
You single got a bed bastard. Bigger than yours.
Psh, bullshit.
Anyway, little 40. Big boy. 40.
Hmm?
Are you ready for the next category?
I am. I'm kind of sad that Steve is leaving.
Well, I'm not.
Why?
He can stay. If you ask him to stay, I bet you he'll say he love you.
You mean who don't? I'm 40.
Oh, Lord. You want to ask him to stay or what?
Nah, let him go home. Like he's tired.
Bye, Steve.
Bye, bitch.
Pussy.
Your mama.
Your fucking mama. That's why she did.
Your mama's on my dick though. But it's can y'all just stop?
I'm gonna fucking kill Steve.
Why y'all going back and forth?
Oh, cause he's such a fucking alcohol. I'm not gonna say, cause I'm gonna go to hell.
Look,
I'm halfway there. You're fucking R-tart, Steve.
R-tart? What, bro? Really? Anyway, so let's get really nerdy and dirty with this category. And let's hear some of the... Whew, I'm kind of sweating here. You got anything you want to say? Because it's going to be a very hot segment right here.
You know, I do want to say something. I can't wait. Too bad Stevie boy is going to go home and miss the rest of the show. As nasty as he was earlier, I think he would love to stay. But if he wants to miss out on the fun part, then good riddance, bitch.
Your mom, my bitch. I be walking her outside. My fucking leash, bitch. Damn. Yeah. Let's get this started. The first one up for the most freakiest response of the Weeby Awards is my boy, G.
Yeah, bro, without a doubt, my top anime crush would have to be 10-10. Hands down. all them dangerous weapons she's trained to using. I know she kinky. I'm just trying to help her get over the death of Neji, if you know what I mean.
Damn. 10-10. I'm not gonna lie. All that I remember about her is her fucking weapon technique. But hey, if you try and make her get over the death of Meji, I don't blame you. Cause he comes back whooping his ass. Nigga style. Oh man. Panda.
I'm just happy our boy out there.
He's getting freaking and dickly. My boy G is getting down there. He's the original Dice boy. You know what I mean? He couldn't make it.
Fucking Steve, bitch ass.
He couldn't make it. Why you keep coming at my man, Steve?
Because G is a bro. He's a Dice boy, for real. Steve's just a one that's up there. He's got his ass, cummy fingers ass out the audience. But speaking of cum, like, G just out here trying to... He's just out here trying to make...
He trying to help the widows out here.
Trying to make old girl sprinkle like a sprinkler. Sprinkle like a sprinkler.
Man, look. Next, Freaky.
Dakey.
Weebonese.
Is Layla Rose.
Kakashi is my top anime guy. It's him and Goku. What? A threesome with them two? One with the Sharingan? Super Saiyan 4 on my ass? What? Best threesome ever. Oh, I love me Kakashi and Goku. I want them to fuse together and do a Sharingan Super Saiyan 5 on my ass.
Panda, I'm not gonna lie, bro. That's what I told you. I'm in the back cracking the fuck up, but this is all you right here. This is all you.
Layla Rose?
Yeah, go ahead.
You sound like you... I ain't got no words for that. Girl, you nasty. Can you even handle all that dick at one time?
She said fuse to do a Rasengan Kamehameha on her ass.
You Super ain't gonna Saiyan on her ass.
Yeah, like Super Saiyan 5, bro.
She wants that Super Saiyan 5 on her ass with a Sharingan.
Bro, she ain't gonna have no ass.
He gonna see you come before you even think about coming.
Oh, God.
Your coochie gonna hurt.
Man.
Ain't that what some girls want?
No,
that's what she want.
Not all girls want that, bro. They want to feel things, not get destroyed.
I feel like she want to feel destruction and have a fucking...
I don't know what to say.
Make the power up sound. Boom, right in the walls. Boom, right in the walls. Good Lord, Layla.
I don't know what to say after this, bro.
I don't know. She was going for the gold. She want this weeby.
Next. Freaky.
Good Lord.
Weeby nominee is...
Steve.
Steve ain't coming back, bro.
I miss him, though.
Now you talking shit with that shit. Now you want him to come back.
Yeah, that's my buddy. I want to kill him, but that's my buddy.
The next nominee is
BlueJ60.
Anime crush. I'm gonna keep it a stack with you. If you'd have asked me this question last year or any single time before that, I would have told you Hinata. Without a shadow of a doubt, with no hesitation, I would have said Hinata. She is anime waifu number one, and no one even competes. But this last year, I did a lot of growing. You see, I've matured because I watched Attack on Titan. And let me tell you something. Everybody's simping over Mikasa. But Hanji, bro? Oh my god, Hanji. Like, I get it. She doesn't have the biggest titties out there, and her ass isn't big enough to blot out the sun. But when I tell you, that lady is fucking nuts. She's crazy. She's batshit fucking crazy. And I'm here for it. I'm here for all of it.
I do love my crazy ass women. And she got an eye patch? But I tongue that bitch down. I mean,
You gonna tongue her eye patch?
No, I was gonna tongue her down. Anyway, what you gotta say?
I feel like, you know, I like the fact that he said he matured.
It's Hinata.
Like, from Hinata, from big ass titties to a crazy woman.
You wanna be honest? When I first watched Naruto, I thought she was blonde.
She looked kind of blonde.
Yeah, so I'm not gonna lie about it, but she was sexy like a motherfucker.
She was a little sweetheart.
I was rooting for her all the way.
She's like, you gotta be delicate with her. When you know what I mean?
Her fucking chakra ass. Fuck that bitch. Pink ass bitch.
We ain't talking about that. We talking about Hinata.
Yeah, that's fine.
We talking about like you don't even want to fuck her. You want to make love to her.
Who, Hinata?
Her little soft ass moments. I know they be soft as fuck.
Hinata, hell yeah. She can take mad shadow clones, bro.
She a freak.
Damn. But I'm next. Our next freaky Weebonese is my boy Josh and his anime titties.
My list for bad anime bitches starts with the OG, Rias Grummery, High School of the DxD, and them titties. Next is Ezdeath, no question here. Shigure from the from Kenichi the Mightiest Disciple. Yoroichi from Bleach, specifically for the Thousand Year Blood Work arc manga scene that's coming up. Cannot wait for that. Next would be One Piece characters, Boa Hancock, Nami, and Robin. Gotta have all three of them, not just one. Then we got Fairy Tail, and that's going to be Urza Scarlet and Lucy Harphelia. And then Naruto is going to be Hinata, Tenten, and Tsunade.
Man, you gotta love Rhea's Grimmery and them titties.
I'm Steve, I'm back.
I thought you went home.
Oh, I had to take a shit.
You went all the way home?
Take a shit.
You must live super fucking close.
Don't worry about me, bastard.
Fuck you, Steve. You're back. Don't you like titties?
I love a lot of titties.
Okay. Rhea's Grimmery and them titties.
Perfect.
Perfect? Perfect titties. Poker nipples?
I suck them hard.
Okay, good. What about Urza Scarlet?
Oh, that redhead bitch too? Mm-hmm. I want to be her armor.
Yeah. I mean, oh. I'm sorry. What about Tenten? You missed it. Tenten. Tenten. You like Tenten?
That flat-chested bitch?
She's not flat. Maybe. Not in Shippu.
She's flat-chested.
She made it to Baruto.
Who? Anime that nobody cares about?
Steve.
Fuck that bitch. Steve. And that nigga. Fuck them niggas.
It's okay, Steve.
Piece of shit.
Damn.
40, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Steve? How was that shit, man?
It was good. I told you about it. It was just, you know, it looked like Panda when I took it out because he's a piece of shit.
Fuck.
Anyway.
You.
I'm going to go back in my chair.
Go home.
All right. Bastard.
Fine. Go sit in your chair, Steve. Have fun.
Thank you, bitch. All right. So.
At least I don't eat chocolate covered popcorn.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. This show is just getting out of hand because of y'all two.
Well, he was supposed to just sit there and be quiet.
Well, too bad. He's here. He's here.
He's not even going to be a dice boy. He's going to be a boy.
I'm a dice boy, bitch.
You're a boy.
He's a dice boy now.
No.
He's a dice boy.
You don't own this whole thing, sir.
He's a dice boy now. No. Thank you, 40. Thanks, see. He's a dice boy now.
Steve, goddammit.
Anyway, next Freaky Dickly nominee is
Josh.
Got his name right, bastard.
Bro, it's gotta be Annie from Attack on Titan. Something about a hot blonde woman that will just literally kick the shit out of me. Top notch. Absolutely top notch. Does not get better than that.
Oh man, Josh, you sound like you kissed a pussy.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie.
Bellissimo. Ain't that what they say in Italian?
I think so.
Hey, he was sure. Annie, you want that potato girl? You want that fucking coochie snack?
That's not Annie, bro.
Who is that?
Annie's the blonde.
Oh, she the joint with the big nose.
She's the blonde girl.
Damn, her nose is big as fuck.
Who turned into the Titan to fight Eren? Yeah, her nose
is big as hell. She was the betrayer.
Yeah.
She was, that big nose bitch.
How you got potato girl mixed up with Annie?
I'm thinking about potatoes.
Oh.
And the girls.
He's a dumbass bastard, that's why. Before you don't have to save his ass. He ain't shit anyway. He's a bitch. Nothing but a bitch. He knows that he's a whole bitch. Everybody don't like him in his fucking stance. I don't know why he's at the fucking stance right now.
Hey, yo, Steve, shut the fuck up.
Can you shut the fuck up?
How do you feel about Andy, Steve?
How I feel about that bitch got to go somewhere. How you going to trade your own people like that, man?
But how do you feel about Josh's answer?
Man, that nigga was right. I want her to step on me, too. I got my ass open, spread open, too. Step on his butt, I'll tell you that right now. Mm-hmm.
Wow. And you made him a nice boy.
Steve. Look, bro. You know your boy Foyer don't go down that road, right?
I know Foyer, it's not for you. It's for that nigga Panda. He don't want to know what the fuck he's missing out.
I don't like butthole, Steve. I only like the front lump, sir.
Steve, can you sit there and just be quiet?
Hey, then for you, 40.
Good, good, good. I like Annie. As a character, yes. But I ain't going to let her kick me in the face like that. No, I'm sorry.
Listen, if he want to be in that kinky shit, he want to be nominated by Big Nose Annie, Joshy Boy.
Hey, I love your answer though, bro.
I love it too.
It was nice. The way you was crisp with it.
That joint was crisp as hell.
So, the next freaky VB nominee is...
Boy Banco Biggs, a.k.a. Marv. I'm here with Dice Boys Podcast, ready to do the top three anime for the baddies. All right, so I'm going to go with my top one. I mean, that's always going to be the number one. I got to go with Bama from Dragon Ball Z. And the reason why, because they be getting their camera shots right, and, you know, she a little Namekian. She fuck with the Dragon Ball Z shit, so I like her. Number two, I got to go with Bo Hancock because I like snakes. You know, you can play with my python anytime she wants to. You feel me? And number three, I got to go with Deanne from Seven Deadly Sins. That's kind of self-explanatory. And with that, I'm going to leave my Binko, B-I-double-G. Look me up on IG, Binko underscore B-I-G-Z. Type my music out, man.
It's your Biggs, man. Let me see, man. All right, he came through. He came through with some Bulma, some Hancock, and some goddamn Deanne. All some good choices. I can see why Deanne, you probably just want to crawl in and punch that clip like a little boxing match or just a tongue punch that shit. Fucking Hancock, like you said, you wanted to play with the Shmeet. And Bulma, you already know what she be doing with them Dragon Ball wishes. She just trying to study fine light wine. So we can give it up for you. We can give it up. But she was on Namek. She in the making. I don't know. Unless you want a green Bulma with green pussy lips, then go ahead and get it. Next person up we have for the most freaky weebony is our girl.
Tan.
What is the thing, baby?
Hello, everyone. This is T. Thank you for letting me on the show. Let's get nerdy and dirty. My first anime crush goes out to Lord Shishamaru. I hope some of y'all also have this crush and we're up at 4 in the morning watching Inuyasha on Adult Swim. But it was his long hair, the white hair, his little moon, crescent moon on his forehead, the long-ass nails, his cocky-ass personality. It was everything about that man, that demon. And with an honorable mention goes out to human form Inuyasha. The black hair, it was just chef's kiss on him. Next up goes to Zuko. I feel like this is like... You know, it was a safe one for a lot of us anime nerds back in the day, just because it was more like mainstream and, you know, we weren't made fun of as much for liking Avatar. But, you know, Zuko started out as like such a daddy pleaser, and then the character development he went through. I mean, still kind of an ass at the end, but the character development was chef's kiss. And his little scar on his eye. Ooh. Next we have Ken Kaneki from Tokyo Ghoul. Tokyo Ghoul, it was just everything about it. It had me, my heart. But specifically for Kaneki when he's in ghoul form, it's like the knuckle cracking, the going psycho mode. Something about that, as growing up, I was so turned on. Next we have Spike from Cowboy Bebop was such a bop. He was so witty, and his little backstory, his little sob story, and, you know, he had some great-ass friends, like Faye, a babe. Next up we have, I feel like this is underappreciated, and more people should watch Maid-sama, but Takumi Usui. This man, he can do everything. He's literally a genius. He's hot. He's rich. He literally could do everything. It was like to the point where it was like laughable at all the shit he could do. But the chemistry, it's just so good. I just wish more people would watch this anime. Cause I know like a lot of my guy friends have watched it too, and he's their guy crush too. So y'all should watch it. Maid-sama. And I'm cutting my list short. I have so many more, but it's embarrassing, some of these. So I'm going to end it with a dirty anime crush, and it is Hisoka from Hunter x Hunter. And I feel like this one, people, you know, say this is embarrassing, but they also hide the fact that they also like him. So he just, you know, he likes the booty.
This is Steve from the Steve's Society. I'm sorry, she's the superior, but I am more superior because I'm Steve.
You can't say that to C. She is the superior one.
Well, she's kicked out of the Steve Pack community.
You can't steal that from Jack. He's the leader. Steve. It's okay, you're fans. You're a fan.
You a fan of Steve, bastard.
I don't. Steve.
You fucking bastard.
Nobody knew you before tonight. Shut up.
You looked at Steve and said, jerk that man off.
I didn't look at you. It was dark in there.
You trying to say I'm purple?
You believe you purple? Fine. The lights was off. The only reason why we knew what you looked like because once you start making proclamations that you was jerking niggas off, that we had to put a spotlight on your ass.
Because I'm Steve.
You still have dry to come on your hands. Didn't you go?
Steve is fast. Steve is quick. Goddamn, he got a good pogo stick.
Ew. 40.
Huh? I'm kind of like stunned back how y'all interacting right now.
Because why is he even on stage? Why is he still here?
You wanted him back.
I didn't say he could be on stage.
You just said that you miss him whole time.
I did miss him a little bit.
Nah,
I remember why I don't miss him.
Nah, you were saying you missed him.
Anyway. Tans.
Uh-huh.
Baby girl.
Love her answer.
Mm-hmm.
She was Somaru was sexy motherfucker. Mm-hmm. I can say that. But
are you sure?
Yeah, okay. I can admit with the characters. Look, a lot of his styles, you can say other anime characters, guy wise, copy it.
Yeah.
I mean, that cold look, that cold energy. Come on, bro. Look at Bleach. Sasuke, Itachi. You got a lot of characters that's got that.
You said Bleach and then said Sasuke and Itachi.
Yeah, Bleach, Sasuke, Itachi, all the characters copy Officer Summer. You got Uryu from Bleach. You got, now I forgot, Rukia brother, cold hearted. But at the same time, he loved her.
Yeah. And you know what else I love?
Who?
She used her slogan. Nerdy and dirty, that's gonna make my nipples all that. Ooh, yes, chance. Yes.
But that bungee go.
Bungee, come. Okay.
It's gum.
Come.
It's gum.
Come. Gum. It is gum, but I wanted it to be his bungee cum, okay?
See, you making it so nasty.
It is supposed to be nasty. It's the freakiest part, Steve.
You should get kicked off the show.
Nigga, you...
Steve. I'm not gonna have you and Panda go back and forth right now. And then for you, 40. You're a god.
He gonna get dick, 40. He probably wanna jerk you off, too.
You just mad because nobody can see your little dick, bitch.
Oh, God. I know you ain't talking about little dicks.
Uh-huh.
You got a fucking button down there, you fucking...
At least I can pull my fat up and see mine, you fat bastard.
I don't got to pull my fat up and see mine because I can see it.
No, you know, you got staples.
The fuck is staples, Steve?
Anyway.
Steve.
The next.
You can't announce... Oh, Lord. Go ahead. Fine.
I got it. The next
freaky. No, let Steve do it. Since he want to be here, he want to be a dice boy, let him do it.
I'm a dice boy.
Go ahead, Steve. You can announce and you can discuss your opinion on it. How about
well,
that?
Well, me and 40 discussed to kick you off this fucking show.
No, 40, you know you damn well.
I ain't saying nothing.
Exactly. Steve. Take it away. Just take it away. Take it away.
Steve going to sit in his seat.
Take it away. No.
I got you. Bye, 40. Bye, bitch.
He didn't want to take it away, I see. He was scared.
Hey, that's just Steve.
Dumbass. Anyway, who's next,
bro? The next freaky Rubenese is...
No, Steve. You were supposed to be in the audience. God, just say Q. That's my boy Q. Say Q.
I'm gonna just give you one because, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to, you know, wait too long and forget this one. But Loba from Apex Legends, her Latina thick ass, oh my goodness. She got a little fucking stripper pole that she carry around with her. It's like a cane, and then she could, like, spin around on that bitch and open it up and get loot from all over the map. Bitch is sexy as hell. Fucking pigtails. I grab on them pigtails and blow her goddamn Latina back out.
I'm not gonna lie, I do love some pigtails because I'll pull them bitches back. Had her getting hit from the back.
Slap, slap, slap. All of them booty caps.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. I like that. I like that.
Thank you.
Not
thank
bad. You actually got some good puns going on over there.
Stop it. Stop it.
I see you. I see you. So, okay. I love Apex.
Really?
I love Apex.
The honestly, Legends? Or just the regular one?
Honestly, all of it. Mm. I think Apex, it's like a other version of Fortnite.
But I heard it was better because you don't got to build forts.
Yeah, I like that. Like, keep that. Keep that going for me. But herself, Boba is a sexy-ass character overall. Love her design, the way she be dancing on the pole and everything. Honestly, I wish she had a stripper pole in front of me right now because I'd toss some dollars right now for her ass. Mm. So, I got to say that. You got to play. You got to play Apex. It's, you gonna love it. Like, overall, you gonna like it.
I suck at shooting games, but I'll give it a shot.
All right, no problem. So, you want to take this one away?
That's long. Yeah, I will.
Go ahead.
So, that was a great one by my boy Q. And, you know, yeah, Alola can definitely get the bust down with the bust down on Coochie Frowns. Up next we have... Squeegee!
A crush on any anime character? It would probably be Erza from Fairy Tail. I ain't even gonna lie. Like, for me, it's something about a real dominant woman, you feel me? Like, and Erza, you know, Erza that bitch for real. Like, she don't fuck around. She put her foot down. You feel me? People kneel in the presence of Erza Scarlet. You feel me? She just a fucking bad bitch, bro. With all the fucking armor switches, bro. Like, come on, bro. Come on. The armor switch of magic is nothing. The armor switch of magic is insane, especially when she gets to the fucking crazy ass fucking forms of fucking armor. Yeah, no. But that's just the battle aspect of it. Like, she really just a bad bitch if you look at her. You feel me? Red hair. It's something about a bitch with red hair. You know they crazy, but like, you can't help it. That's why Erza is my crush. That's why that's my bae. For real. I ain't even gonna cap.
Wow, there's a lot of people that's liking the Fairy Tail characters right now.
But out of all the people that like the Fairy Tail people, he claimed that's his bitch. That's his bitch. That's his pussy.
Erza Scarlet.
The Scarlet Pussy.
Bruh, like, don't get me wrong. She is intimidating.
Not to him.
She is.
He's gonna bust them walls down.
She is aggressive. She is attractive. And she be a lady, like, it's like a tomboy making that change into a lady, but also can play both sides of the fence. It's very attractive to me, honestly. Hmm. I'm a big fan of tomboys. I am.
Oh.
I am. Big fan.
Interesting.
Big fan.
Interesting.
You got anything you want to say about that? What about you? Like, has there ever been, like, a guy that did both for you?
No.
I feel about redheads.
I never really saw like a redhead. I never saw a redhead guy. But yeah, like the original genders, I want to see if the pubes, what they do. But that's about it. What them pubes do, daddy.
What about character wise?
Character about red hair?
Uh huh.
It was one with red hair from. I ain't gonna say what it's from because I can't remember.
What about Red Riot?
I forgot about him. He a child. He didn't do it for me. But it was this one red hair character. He was cool. I liked his little outfit, but he was just a prick. So everything attractive about him was just went out the window.
Ah, damn.
Yeah.
But the next Weeby Freaky Weeby Knees. Damn, fuck that up. I was thinking about Steve just touching that girl's hair.
Oh God, just roll with it.
It's my girl, Mel.
Hey.
She's from Vegas. She got the jokes, but also she's funny as shit. Listen to this.
Right, so my answer is, it has to have demon in it. It could be a boy, it could be a girl, but it has to have demon in it. So all the shows where they're half demons, whole demons, a pinch of demon, something about some demons really gets me there. And Yasha, he fine. Who else? Seven Deadly Sins, the one that's a demon, he fine. Dang, everything that's half demon. Demon Slayer, the little sister with the thing in her mouth, she cute. Like, okay. Demon Blood really gets me going.
It's probably my childhood traumas, but yeah, it's the demons. Like, when I was young and I used to watch Inuyasha and his brother used to pop up and he'd be all cold and callous, I'd be like, ooh, he's so fine. Why am I so intrigued by his rudeness? I just don't know. And then Inuyasha as well, he'd be a little cold. I'd be like, why he's so fine? Why is it like this? And then as I started to get older and I started to watch more anime, and then I noticed all the ones that I was like really intrigued with were like demons or half demons. And I'd be like, why I got this flutter in my gut that goes to my private parts? Now I understand. I have love for demons.
I like the part when she says she got a tickle in her pickle.
Coochie, Steve.
Same thing.
No. You have a pickle.
Oh, yeah.
She has a clam.
What?
Huh?
Anyway, back to you, 40. Damn. I like he just took my shit and just threw it back at me.
Yeah, like who does he think? Mel, I love how demons just turn you on.
Me too.
So, if that's the case...
Say it.
I want to know how demons slay, because there ain't nothing but demons in that bitch. Do you just all over yourself, or do you just be like, that's hot?
I think she does like, that's hot. That's sexy. Like, I feel like she would be like, you know, watching a striptease, and you just tickling. You got that whole tickle in your whole body, and you're like, damn, I want to join in.
You just want to touch some things.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like a big ass tease. Mm. Yeah.
It's a demon life all, baby.
Mm-hmm.
But Mel, good job, freak.
Ooh, the last one. Oh. Now, this one in the back. Damn. Had everybody going crazy. I gotta say.
All right.
You know this person.
Oh, I do?
Yes, you do. You know who it is.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
All right, everybody. As we are about to conclude the freaky category, I would like to introduce my girl, Loria, a.k.a. Zista, a.k.a. Boots Cat. Check her out.
Wait 1 second. Boots Cat?
Yeah, that's her Instagram.
We're going to talk about that later.
Okay.
All right, so I don't know my fucking IG, so you're going to have to do some magic, because I don't know that shit. But, low-key high-key, but low-key, but also high-key, I really, really, really just want to smash the shit out of Aaron. Like, adult Aaron. Like, well, is he an adult at the end? Damn. It's anime, so it don't count. But Aaron, for sure. And Levi, oh God, Levi. And Nanami, he can get it too. Who else? Fucking Spike from Cowboy Bebop. Who's that green here? Fucking Deku. But like, grown up Deku, because not kid Deku, but again, it's anime, so it don't count. But I want Aaron to like be a Titan, but like have a Titan dick, because you know they don't really have dicks, but I want him to have like a Titan dick. And, like, I kind of want him to try to squeeze it in my body to, like, explode on some shit. And then, like, I want Levi to, like, fucking, I don't know, because he's real small, so I kind of want to put him inside my vagina and just, like, carry him around like he my secret treasure and shit like that. And I feel like Nanami, he's just, like, real mature. So he just gonna take care of me. He's going to make sure that I'm good and that my needs are met, you know. He might make me breakfast. Afterwards, you know, Levi will clean up, of course. But, yeah, I feel like Deku gonna be crying the whole time. So maybe not Deku. That's a little too much. Maybe not him. Spike. We all know what he can do with that fucking, with his mouth. With a fucking cigarette and shit like that. So I feel like he's real talented. So that's something that I really need in my body. But yeah, back to Aaron. He can rumble all over me. Anytime, any place, any day. I would leave anybody. If Aaron was a real fucking person, he's like, get on your knees. I'm like, okay, fuck it. I'm doing it. I wish he had a Titan dick again. And like, he nutted on me. But like, when he nutted on me, it's so much because he's a Titan, I drown. That's my fantasy.
Get that bitch a towel.
Steve.
Steve, bitch.
I agree. That wasn't her talking. That was pure vagina speaking.
I can't handle that much, girl.
She want to melt, Steve.
Oh, no.
She want to, first of all.
I need a napkin. She needs a whole damn blanket or something.
To soak that shit up?
I think so.
Is that enough cum?
Mm-mm.
You want more?
I can't breathe.
Damn. Listen, how did you feel about her answer, Steve? Besides being came on and exploded with a Titan dick, let's talk about that.
I think she was super X-rated, and I can't have no relations with that.
Would you want to be kept in her pussy like a secret?
No, I ain't gonna say nothing.
You want to share it with Levi?
I ain't gonna share shit.
You want to be all yours?
I don't want to smell what's inside the cooch.
Ooh, Steve. Relax.
But 40. I'm speechless. Like I said, I'm this have everybody in the back going crazy before you went in the back and fucked up Panda's like dressing room and shit.
Yeah, we still gotta talk about that, Steve.
Fuck you, bitch.
No, bitch.
And
that concludes our freaky category. So without further ado, drum roll please. Laria! Say, we thought we had a winner with Layla Rose, but this one took the motherfucking cake.
Like I said, they had everybody in the back room going crazy because they was trying to figure out, do they need a mop bucket or
a fucking hearse?
Because
Jesus.
She went overboard.
But I loved it.
It was super freaky.
Titan dick in a human body. Girl, you trying to...
She's trying to explode.
She's trying to explode. Just like that nigga did when he sneezed in his asshole and blew up.
Just like the boys.
On the boys.
That was a good ass series. But yeah. So, congratulations. And
Maria, you get a first of Weeby. For the freakies. Let's go. Clap it up for Laria, everybody. Clap it up for her. So you know, Laria, we are going to take Levi out of your little secret Trevor pussy pocket, and he will clean this place up for us. So thank you for your contributions.
Yes. For this next segment, we have a special things to give out to
the Galaxy Pirates.
Yes. So we are going to play their submissions. And honestly, getting to know them, they're all badasses.
They are all badasses.
And they are super sweet, super kind.
Somebody's booty, but that's a different story.
And yeah. But they are freaks in their own right. Also, I love the answers. And y'all just gotta love them.
Just gotta love them. So what we gonna do? Give them out their own little competition award against crewmates?
I won't do that. Yeah, I can't do that. You know what I mean? Nah, we can't do that.
So what, they all get a weeby?
They all get a weeby.
They all get a weeby.
They all get a weeby.
You get a weeby. You get a weeby.
Bring it back. You want Oprah to sue us again.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that bitch.
I mean, because, you know she's coming after you again because you did to her car.
It's not my fault.
And one of her houses.
Listen.
Hey, look, we'll talk about that later. Mm-hmm. Saying too much. All right, Galaxy Pirates, this is y'all own special segment. Get up for them, guys.
Anyways, so if there's any anime crush that I would be down bad for, it's that man in that picture, you know? His name is Lucifer from Obey Me. But yeah, I am down bad for that man, that I wanted to see what it would look like if this nigga gave me a kiss. So I commissioned an artist to draw him giving me a kiss on my cheek. I mean, I would have made it on my lips, but then, like, I didn't want the timeline to know that I'm that down bad, you know? But yeah, so him, oh, I would literally sell my soul to Lucifer. But, like, I know you might be like, but Shamis, aren't you a Muslim? Like, yeah, I am Muslim, but, like, that man has my heart. I feel like maybe I already sold my soul, to be honest. That's what it feels like, because there's no way I could be that obsessed with a fucking 2D character. But yeah, Lucifer from Abemi is my all-time anime crush, and I would, oh my god, I would go to hell for this man. Astaghfirullah, but yeah.
The heavy detail, and I will, coming in at number one, Hawks, Keigo Takumi, the man with the beautiful vermilion wings. Let me tell you, he may be the number two pro hero, but he will always be number one in my heart, and that is never gonna change. As much as this man is painted a villain in this story, let me tell you, there is no real story without a little bit of angst. I am sorry. He was in a life-threatening position and did what he had to do. So I know at the end of the day, if I needed it, he would kill for me. And that is no question asked. I know I'm good. And I know he got my back, period, point blank. The Hero Commission might have made this man a kid soldier at a young age, but let me tell you, I have enough love for the both of us to last us a lifetime. Do not play with me. This man can get this love any day, and I will stand by his side no matter the odds. I am sorry. If you need me to hold the fort down, say the word. If you need me to go undercover for you, say the word. If you need, like, whatever you need, do I need to assassinate somebody for you? I'll do it. I'm sorry. Just let me know. Whatever this man says goes, I apologize. Number two, coming in strong, Trafalgar D. Waterlaw. Oh my goodness, this man could bring me to his room and leave me in shambles any fucking day. Oh my god! The absolute chokehold that this man has on me is incredibly ridiculous. But his loyalty is what gets me because, sir, even though he doesn't always agree with Straw Hat, let me tell you, he is loyal to a fault. Even when he can't stand his own crew, he's like, I'm here regardless. Do you know how supportive this man is? This man brought Beppo to a freaking Uta concert. He could have cared less to be there. Anyway, it may seem super emotionless, but I'm telling you right now, that man knows how to love, and I am here for it. I am ready to receive it all. Now, last but not least, because don't underestimate this man, Vanitas from K-Study of Vanitas. Oh my goodness. The absolute confidence and charisma that this man has, he can bring me to my knees any freaking day. But also because not only can you have the confidence and charisma to give me butterflies and make me weak, but sir, you can also be a brat and we can switch this shit around real quick. As much as I love to be flustered in your presence, sir, is the fact that you give me the confidence to do the same vice versa. This man is goal-driven, and regardless of that, he makes sure that Jana is okay the entire time. I'm like, oh my goodness. You can't tell me this man doesn't have at least a little love in his heart, and I'm trying to experience it. Absolutely. Like, bring him here, please. Let me keep him. Anyways, I said what I said, and I'm not taking it back.
Right into it. My anime crushes. Okay, my one and only first love. All types of love, need this nigga in my life, is Kakashi Hatake, also known as Lord Six. Oof, my God. This man is so fine. I don't care what nobody say about this nigga. I'ma fight by my man's side to this day. This nigga is just cold with the moves, okay? I don't give a fuck if he got his other eye from some other nigga. He's still cold, still will beat your ass, first and foremost. And, you know, you never saw him with any bitch in Naruto at all because he was always with me, okay? He read that novel just to, you know, learn about his woman, which is me. So, you know, they already know all the tactics, all the makeout tactics, okay? He ready. He stay ready. So that's my man. And second is Zoro from One Piece, okay? Oh, that man is just so fine. Oh, I love when he put that bandana on and he ready to slice and dice niggas. Like, come on, the three swords, like, let me be your fourth sword, if you know what I mean. Like, come on now. Oh, I love that man. I love that man so much. And his devotion towards his crew and his captain. Like, come on, we love a devoted nigga. And he's good with kids, like, come on now. We love a nigga that's good with kids. But he's so fine. He can just have me anytime, any day. I would love that nigga. Just oof. And then third would have to be Ichigo from motherfucking Bleach. He's the finest main character ever in anime. I love that nigga. I love his mindset. I love the light that he carries. I love how down he is to save any friend. Even if you're an enemy, like, if he just sees something good in you, he's gonna save you, bitch. And I need a nigga like that in my life. Please save me, bitch. But he's just so fine, and I love when he says, "Bun, guy, like, oh, please. I won't even care if you try and do that in bed, baby." That is my man, though. Oof. Oof. Oh, my God. So, yep, that is my anime crushes. And thank you for listening.
So, if we're talking anime husbandos, we have to start with my favorite first love, blonde-haired beauty, the one who taught me how to love, how to let go, how to be vulnerable, but also how a woman should be treated. Usui Takumi from Kaijawa Maid-sama. Immaculate. Not only, if you read the manga, was this man royalty. A genuine prince, but a gentleman. Chased after Prez with his whole heart, never lost sight, and allowed her to be vulnerable. Oh! He set the standard way too high, and I'm here for it. I'm here for it. Moving on to the current love of my life. The blonde-haired, cuddly teddy bear that we all know and love as Fat Gum from My Hero Academia, Taishiro. Tai has my heart. And let me tell you why. Because let's not pretend that we all don't want to eat as much as we can, as much as possible, and it be turned into a superpower. And then, look, fine as fuck afterwards. This man is living my dream. I'm a little jealous, but I will feed him. I will learn to cook for you, babe. The cuddles are immaculate. Immaculate. And as a country girl, I do respect. I just feel like he'd be such a gentleman. Such a gentleman, but also not a gentleman when you need to. Because he can eat. Anyway. Okay. Last but very most certainly not least, also from My Hero Academia, Hitoshi Senso from Class 1B. Because not only was this my lavender-haired beauty cheated, but he's still determined to be a hero. I want him to overcome every adversity, and I will stand by his side. If any one of these three men ask me, pack your bags, we're leaving, I'm gone. You will never see me again. Ever. Like, it's gone. No, I'm leaving. Tonight, tomorrow, any day that they ask. They can throw me over their shoulders and I will say, yes, sir. Yes, sir. But anyway, thank you for coming to my TED Talk. I bid you adieu.
Please give it up for the pirates. All right, Panda. What do you guys say about the pirates?
Let me tell you, this crew right here.
This crew.
They had some great answers.
I'm a pirate.
Steve. You can't butt in on the crew. You can't just be everything.
Well, Galaxy Paris, yo, I love y'all. And honestly, y'all had me so tuned in. It's like,
I love the enthusiasm.
Yeah. Murdered, y'all know their whole full name. It's like y'all was actually chilling with the brothers. Mm-hmm. Y'all was having dinners with the brothers.
Masturbating with the brothers.
I don't know about that. But also, the way y'all was determined to get y'all point across, I gotta clap it up for y'all. Mm-hmm. But I won't do that right now.
Damn, why not?
Why? Because they the privates. Only thing they do, party like a rock star, steal loot, and they get that money.
They do.
So.
Pirates.
Mm-hmm.
You are pie amazing.
Y'all all get a weebie. So, I want us to take a time of silence for our
fallen and people who just made this all possible, not only for us, but for all of you. Like, to get into the nerd culture, the gateway, the people that we're going to miss that won't come out with new consoles because their time has been expired. So let's take a moment of silence. Steve, shut the fuck up. Let's take a moment of silence. For one, the king of Wakanda, Chadwick Boseman. Two, Marvel's very own creator and beloved cameo king, Stan Lee. Beloved fallen Green Ranger, White Ranger, the man with the plan, Tommy, a.k.a. Jason David Frank. And we want to wish best wishes to our beloved creator of Hunter x Hunter, trying to give us the manga to continue the story. We wish you well. Wish you a speedy recovery of your health. All of your fans are rooting for your recovery and just praying for you every day. Yoshihiro Togashi.
What's the best piece of advice you ever got?
Learn when to say no. Learn when to say no.
What's the worst piece of advice you ever got?
YOLO, you only live once.
Best compliment you ever got?
The best compliment I've ever gotten is that I usually listen to criticism.
Hi, heroes. This is Stan Lee coming at you. Want you to know, Marvel has always been and always will be a reflection of the world right outside our window. That world may change and evolve, but the one thing that will never change is the way we tell our stories of heroism. Those stories have room for everyone, regardless of their race, gender, religion, or color of their skin. The only things we don't have room for are hatred, intolerance, and bigotry. That man next to you, he's your brother. That woman over there, she's your sister. And that kid walking by, hey, who knows? He may have the proportionate strength of a spider. We're all part of one big family, the human family, and we all come together in the body of Marvel. And you, you're part of that family. You're part of the Marvel universe that moves ever upward and onward to greater glory. In other words, Excelsior.
Listen, I apologize. I know you hear this 1,000 times. You're my hero. If that person gets tired of hearing it, don't stand in his line. He shouldn't be your hero. I will never get tired of hearing that because it is an honor.
You guys for giving us the best childhood that anyone would ask for.
Even adulthood.
Yes. And Stanley, Chadwick, and even Tommy. Y'all was like my idols growing up, and I super appreciate all the hard work y'all put in y'all characters and making the story great for us. Yeah, I will be forever loved.
Yes, truly meant to inspire and get a new version of yourselves and younger people come out just to do what y'all do, to say, wow, one day I'm making proud. They're gonna be looking down and they're gonna be making y'all, they're gonna be looking down smiling. You know what they always say, an angel's brightest way is the day before the day. It doesn't make no sense, but that's what they say.
So,
you know, one more thing.
What's up?
Even though he's not gone, but the creator of Hunter x Hunter,
mm-hmm.
he created such a great series, such a great anime adaptation. His battle that he's going through I really wish him well recovery, not even just because of the anime itself. Mm-hmm. Just because, like, he's too young to be going through that.
Yeah, you're right.
He's too young to be going through that.
No, nobody should be going through that. Mm-mm. And we wish you a speedy recovery. And please take your time. Your series should still be great.
And I love the fact that even in your sickness, you still want to complete your story and give the fans some more. Because you know we love it, baby.
Me too.
We love it.
But your health comes first.
It's more important. If we never get a finished product, that's okay. We saw Gon's story. That's going to have to be enough. But you, sir, rest well, rest easy, recover hard. Shout out to you, Yoshishiro Togashi.
Well, Panda, it's almost that time.
It is.
The show is about to wrap up really soon.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Steve is asleep.
Thank God. Don't wake him up.
You don't wake him up.
I'm not going to wake him up.
I don't know. But.
You said but really loud. That's going to wake him up.
No, don't say nothing sexual.
He activates bisexualness.
Yeah.
Ew, how'd you figure that out?
Well, every time y'all say something sexual, he do something sexual.
That's not my fault.
You the one that start off the show. I've seen the tapes.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Mind your business.
So.
Bitch.
Next, we be needs.
For the most badass.
Yes. So, are you ready to play?
Are you ready to play?
I'm always ready to play.
Don't say it like that. He might wake up.
You taking it in that way?
Nope. They are.
No, that's just you.
Look at the one guy in the audience. He gasping with his life.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay, let's play it.
My cousin, Bryant.
My pick would definitely have to be Mikasa Ackerman from Attack on Titan because look at what she be doing. Over here 360 like a fidget spinner like Levi. She knows how to protect her people, low-key. And I like that. Like, who wouldn't want a Mikasa Ackerman in their life?
Bryant, bro. First and foremost, fidget like a fidget spinner. Ah, that's the best part. That joint made me laugh. I love it. I fucking love it. She is a badass Ackerman, though.
She is.
She's been badass since she was a little tyke.
Her and Levi.
That sounded like I said dyke.
You did.
No, I said tyke.
Oh, sound the same.
No, tyke is for kids. That's what they be calling kids. You little tyke. Sounds now wrong. That you sounds wrong.
Mm-hmm. Sound the same to me.
Tyke and dyke. It's a T and a D. Anyway, your thoughts on Mikasa?
Sexy. Love her haircut. Love the scarf. She need to leave Aaron, but she is a badass.
She's a badass for real.
She comes close to fighting Levi, in my opinion. I feel like she can beat Levi. Aren't
they related?
No, they all Ackermans, so it's like they was bred to be the ultimate warrior.
Hmm. That would be a matchup to see. For real. Just a sparring match?
I think they did have one. I'm not sure.
Hmm.
But I gotta say, it would be great to see. So, our next up on our weeping knees is
Cam the Saiyan.
All right, so my name's Cam. Cam the Saiyan. Just saying. All right, but let's jump to it. So, three top anime crushes, which is going to be difficult because, I mean, we got a lot of bad waifus out there that be needing all the attention. But like I said, for the conversation's sake, let's try to pick three. It might end up being four. Who knows? So first things first, top of the list, Albedo from Overlord. First off, because not only is she mad pretty, but she's ridiculously strong and can fight right off the bat. And them wings always got to draw someone's attention in. And we like them a little crazy, maybe a little psychotic, not too much, you know what I'm saying, but just enough to keep things interesting. And that's cool with me. All right, now for number two, we go in Yoruichi from Bleach. And if y'all ain't messing with Yoruichi, I don't know what's wrong with y'all. Because first off, mad pretty. Again, she's strong as hell and can fight. She got the moves. And she got that purple hair. Automatically catch my attention every time. If you got that awesome fucking purple hair, gonna catch my attention. And number three, I lied. 3 and 4. I'm going to add 2 on there. So let's just say 3 Urza. And again, these are all interchangeable, you know what I'm saying, on which order they're in. We're just doing this for conversation's sake. Again, because she's strong as hell and know how to fight. And that bright red hair. But at the same time, Urza's like one of the nicest people you can meet, even though she's the most savage and can be mean as hell when she needs to be. But at the same time, it's hilarious to see the most savage badass who everybody's scared of. And I know y'all know what I'm talking about, that one episode where she walking into the demon city and she falls into that fucking leaf trap. I know we all dying because none of us was expecting her to do that little girly yelp, and that caught all of our attention. Like, okay, you're strong, banging body, all of them. And it's just going to draw all our attention. And I had to throw it on there, Toru, because, I mean, come on. I mean, come on, Toru. You got to go with Toru. If you ain't messing with Toru... And why did it not send? Oh, it did. I'm tripping. Toru, because not only can she fly, she's pretty, she's super nice, and she try to cook. Don't mean she really can, because don't be bringing no tail meat up to the party, because I'm a little concerned. It came off your body. I don't know about all that. It's like some weird type of cannibalism. But I guess technically you could say it wasn't. You know what I'm saying? And at the same time, we all like strong ones. Some people might not. But, I mean, you have to, at the end of the day, weigh your options, see what's working. Again, not the easiest to pick because, again, so many good choices. But just for conversation's sake, that's where we're sitting at. We're sitting with Albedo, Yoruichi, sitting with Urza, and Toru. Granted, we all know this list could go on forever because there's too many choices. But at the same time, we all know... Banging bodies, top to bottom, strong as hell, funny, and savage. Those all have to be in the categories, or are they really a waifu? Thick and savage? Come on. Those are the moves.
Goddamn.
Cam the man.
He's a Saiyan.
With a harem of wholesome bitches.
Strong as shit.
Strong.
But bad as like a motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Sexy like a motherfucker.
He's the only one that can control them all.
Mm.
Squeeze on them titties and make them go witty.
Keep going, Panda.
I can't.
Oh, goddamn.
I saw him squeezing titties. Like, ooh, squeeze them titties.
Listen here. Again, Urza.
Scarlet.
She's sexy. Mm-hmm. She is badass. But yeah. When she turn on them lady charms, you be like, damn, how she switched it up like that on us? Like,
She the definition of get you a wife that can do both. Hey, baby.
But I gotta say, all the girls he just named.
Oh, the Ricci? Oh.
That purple hair.
Sexual chocolate. God damn.
She like a Hershey kiss.
Shit, I'll go straight for her. I'll try a pussy for that.
Oh, you would?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you know, you on the other side of the fence.
Yeah, I said I'll try it.
Oh. So you try it?
Yeah. What? I wouldn't mind her. Like, I can't imagine like pussy being furry. But like, if she had that little purple landing strip, that'd probably be hot.
You just like colored, like pubes, bro.
Your business.
I just realized that.
No, I don't.
You don't want to go down this list. Like I said, we ain't gonna go. We ain't gonna.
We're not gonna go down that list. It's not their business.
All right, but
Zorro.
Here we go again. Anyway, are you ready to announce the most badass?
Yeah, but we gotta remember Toru, her titties.
Oh.
The big fun bag. At least, like, I like how she tried to cook and she just tries to...
It sound like you.
I know.
Can't cook for shit.
Can't, but I'll be trying. I'll be trying to make my people happy and take care of stuff, but I can't.
You can't cook.
I know.
You don't know how to boil water in a pot. For me,
bitch, yes I do.
No, you don't.
It's boiling when the bubbles come up.
What? It's okay. You just skipped everything else and you just went straight. It's boiling when the water... What? Shut the fuck up.
Okay, it's simmer first. How about that?
You just missed our other whole step.
What? Putting the water in the pot?
Ding, 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 dickhead.
Bitch.
Anyway.
The winner.
For the most badass.
Drum roll. Cam the Saiyan. For was such a fun night. We had some great categories, some great submitting and shit. Oh man, this was fun. This was real fun.
It was. But it's time for us to announce the most desired.
Yes.
The most desired character. But wait,
before we do that, I have one thing to say.
What?
We said some pretty, somewhat nasty shit. He didn't wake up. You think you did?
No, you didn't really say anything nasty at the end.
What you got to say to activate it? Come.
Why you want to wake him up?
I don't.
You just said something stupid.
I just want to know. Look, he's still asleep.
Anyway.
Most desired, people. We're going to do that. We're going to do that.
So, Panda.
Huh?
In your hand, you got this nice, beautiful red envelope.
Oh.
So, who are the people... most desired character for the men and the women?
Well,
mm-hmm.
What should I start for the ladies first?
Yeah.
Okay. And the winner for most desired waifu female character is... Mikasa Ackerman!
Yo, I can't say nothing bad about it.
I can't either. The fan. Y'all chose. Y'all love her.
Mm.
That's all y'all waifus, apparently.
I mean, they must love Attack on Titans.
Mm-hmm.
Because
they want her to attack their titan in the pants. You
know what I mean?
Yeah.
But... she's not far behind. Who's the most desired character is?
Mm. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
The dog demon himself, Inuyasha! Inuyasha, the dog demon daddy.
Man, I just remember waking up for school, hearing that song, man. You know this one I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
You already know this one I'm talking about.
Panning. Inuyasha won because, you know, one, he got the white hair.
Mm-hmm. And his two, sword.
And he a demon. And he can make his sword grow.
Stop.
What?
I told you, don't wake him up.
I'm not. I'm just talking about his sword. All
right.
We all know it can get big.
Anyway.
It's got the fur around.
Oh, gosh.
Damn.
Daddy. I want to punch you in your face. Stop.
Okay.
Anyway, that wraps up for the Weaving Knees.
We want to thank everybody for tuning in. Everybody for coming out. And all of our wonderful submitters.
Steve.
Hey, Steve, you awake? You missed the ending.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you heard it all?
I ain't heard you. I heard 40. 40. So, Steve, how you doing, man?
Anyway, Steve, how do you feel about the winners?
I don't really care.
No, why the fuck? Okay. Okay, Steve. Anyway, 40.
Mm-hmm.
Now you ready?
Yeah.
Because I was interrupted.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you to all our wonderful submitters.
Yes.
Friends.
Mm-hmm.
And just anime weebs for coming out, supporting, showing us who y'all love, who y'all like, and who y'all jerk off to in the night. You know what I'm saying? But, anything you want to say?
I'm just happy that this award show was a success.
It was a success.
And I'm happy to meet Steve.
I do like Steve, even though you got on my nerves. There's something about
you. Don't you. Care about you, fool.
Okay, see, now I'm going to take it back.
Look,
I'm just happy. I still like Steve. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, to wrap this up,
mm-hmm.
Just want to say one thing.
Go ahead.
So, all of you guys want to see our Weeby winners and nice, wonderful friends that participated and being submitters, check out our IG at Dice Boys on Instagram. No spaces, no underscores. DYCEBOIIZ.
And I gotta say, please have a nice day and a nice week.
A nice night.
And everything about it.
And everything in between.
So stay dicey and icy.
Baby.
shit. They're powering out again. That's what you get when you rent.
Steve,